Our guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Lilja with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Tom, we just kind of saw grains kind of sag and drift lower here all day.
Yeah, we had some decent export numbers on both corn and wheat today. Both of those were kind of the third highest for the marketing year. So thought we might have a little more strength today. Technically, corn popped above 392 yesterday. It was looking good, and we came in here today, and she went right under some pretty big resistance at that 392 area. We've got some winter wheat ratings coming out Monday afternoon. Those will be in-state ratings. Kind of seems like the trade is anticipating those to be greatly improved with the recent rains in the southern plains.
Okay, so looking at not a lot of bullish news then for this grain market.
No, overall it's been better than expected yields, early yields at least on Brazilian soybeans that are coming off, and crop condition ratings have been improving down there as well.
Yep, right. Plus, sounds like the weather is still favorable for crop development as well.
It is. We've also got a cattle on feed report here that'll be released at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and it seemed like the tone was one of a risk-off the last couple days with traders liquidating long positions.
It's kind of surprised me when you look at the average estimate of traders. They're expecting a pretty good jump in on-feed numbers as well as marketing's the way it looks.
It is, but we broke under some pretty big support levels yesterday. I know the June contract, that 117.42 area, a lot of guys were eyeing that. And the minute it broke below that in yesterday's trade, it's everybody's been running for the doors since that time.
Okay. And I'm guessing like hog trade still waiting for China news the way it sounds. Hogs and soybeans kind of tied together.
You know,
here.
It seems like the hogs, we could see some record production. I know I saw a report here this morning that we're looking at a 9% increase in pork production from last year.
Anything else we need to be talking about here?
You know, crude oil's in a big downtrend since about a week and a half ago. That's just been steady losses here the entire week. And it's just looking like there's no end in sight. Once that thing gets a downtrend on it, watch out.
All right, Tom. Thank you much. Tom Lilja at Progressive Ag Marketing.